This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, I have to report to you that the Bison are already out to a 7-0 lead on our Bobcats.
It turns out Trey Lance's brother is their best receiver.
Bryce.
And the Bobcats just fumbled.
Ah. Way to go, Tommy Mellott. Disappointing.
So, oh wait, they got it back.
Yeah, you said they fumbled. They got the ball.
Oh, they recovered it. Oh,
okay.
Now they're punting. It's not looking good for my Bobcats early on.
Oh, you're ahead of me then.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what are you talking about? It's third down.
Not anymore, bro.
Not anymore.
All right, it's time for the Stock Watch. Here is Buckley.
Well, you brought it up towards the end of last segment, but former Ducks quarterback and Broncos signal caller Bo Nix going to the playoffs in his rookie season. He had this to say about their team making the postseason.
Well, it means everything. You know, we worked really hard for this. You know, quite honestly, opening the season, nobody expected us to do this, but, you know, we didn't really listen to that. We just came out there and put a lot of games together, and we've lost a few tough ones, but we've also won some big ones. So this team deserves it.
A lot of quarterback speak there, but buy or sell that rookie Bo Nix can go into Buffalo and win this weekend?
No. I thought it could be a sneaky, fun game. I like the way Denver plays defense, and Bo Nix and Sean Payton have really found a nice little marriage there. Sutton's playing really well, but you know, to go into Buffalo and win, no. And Rob was talking about it. They have one win over a playoff team.
Yeah, but he just said they've won some big ones.
They really haven't.
Beat those Raiders.
And he just said no one believed in them.
And that's true. Look, they were picked to win 4 or 5 games, and ended up winning 10. But this happens every year in the NFL where a team wins 10 games, and you can look. I said this about the Dolphins are the best example of this. The Dolphins beat bad teams, and they lose to good teams. And that's the Denver Broncos. They do not beat good teams. And so, no, they will not go on the road and they will not beat Josh Allen. I think that defense can keep it competitive, but they're not beating Josh Allen in the Bills.
Sell, hard sell. No, the Broncos will not win that game. Buffalo is, I'm not in love with the Bills defense, but it's Josh Allen. It's Buffalo in the playoffs, at home, cold weather, rookie quarterback. Come on, man.
Yeah. By the way,
come on, man.
In case you were wondering, the Bills do have wins over good teams.
Well, yeah, the Bills are elite.
Namely, the Lions and the Chiefs. They're the only team to beat Kansas City.
They beat both bye teams.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Moving over to the NFC, we got the battle for the one seed last night. And after the win, here was Sook's man crush with the Motor City Kitties.
You guys look like you remember who the f*** you are. Yeah, that was awesome. That's a hell of a win, guys. All I can think about is, man, we've been forging this stuff now. This has been 3 years in the making. Some of it four. Like, that just doesn't happen. You got to work through it, grind through it, and go through the downs to get to the ups of where we're at. That was unbelievable, man. Division winners, back-to-back seasons, and the number one seed. It's a hell of a win, man. Back-to-back seed. What we've done is not easy. It's not easy. But I'm telling you what, man, we've said it all along. We got a special group, man. And this has been coming a long time. That's a lot of hard work. And we are the number one seed with a bye, gentlemen.
So, walking wounded, defensive unit be damned, the Lions still favorites to win the Super Bowl, buy or sell, that they should be.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Plus 320, Chiefs are next at plus 370.
Sell.
Yeah, I'll sell. I think when you look at Buffalo, you look at Baltimore, you look at Kansas City, I just think the health.
Philly?
I don't. I still take him in the NFC, and hopefully they'll get some guys back. Davis may come back. We'll see what happens with Arnold and his foot. But outside now, this offense has scored more touchdowns than any offense in NFL history, minus the Peyton Manning Broncos, which did get shillelied by the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. I do think they can get there. I think they're capable of winning it. I mean, as long as no one else gets hurt, and Zeitler, their guard, injured his hamstring, we'll see what happens to him in 2 weeks. The only thing that derails the Lions is injury, and I know it hasn't yet, but it is a war of attrition. Even the Chiefs that one year, when they lost all the old linemen, and that was the year that they couldn't get over Brady and the Buccaneers. Eventually, you would think that this sort of injury thing is going to catch up to you. So, can they get there? Can they win one? Sure. Should they be favorites? No. I'll take some teams in the AFC, but in the NFC, yeah, I'll roll with them.
Yeah, it's a sell. Dan Campbell, even though he has the highest T of anyone in the NFL, even at the age of 48, which is quite a... That's quite an achievement.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
He is quite the leader. He has done a great job there, and Aaron Glenn as well. They do not have the horses on defense, and I don't know that they make the Super Bowl. Yeah. Their offense, you know, you're right. They could. They're not going to beat the AFC. Whoever comes out of the AFC is going to be the champ.
I tend to think that as well.
But Philly, you know, if Jalen Hurts plays, Philly will have all 22 starters healthy and ready to go. Yeah. That team in the NFC, they're awesome, dude. I mean, they run the ball, they play defense, all the things that translate well in the playoffs. So I don't know that the Lions even make the Super Bowl, so I have to sell that. It's nothing against them. They are a great story, and that was awesome to watch last night. But they have too many injuries. I just cannot.
13, I think, defensive players alone.
I can't get past that. Like, right. How the hell are they going to make the Super Bowl with that?
I don't know. I really don't know. So, you know.
Come on, man.
you got to get a couple guys back, you know, and like...
Is anybody due to come back?
There's some questionable guys that could come back. Like, Anzalone came back last week. There's a couple others. I'm trying to think. Who is it? Carlton Davis. He's got a broken jaw.
Well, didn't they lose another corner last night?
Yeah, like, Terry and Arnold went down.
He went out.
So we don't know. He's questionable. They said the x-rays were negative on his foot. So we don't know. Like I said, Zeitler, who's their best guard, he pulled a hamstring. We don't know. Montgomery, I think, should be back. David Montgomery should be back. They said Hutchinson could play come Super Bowl if they were to get that far. He thinks he's on track for that. So it's all kind of up in the air. But there is potential for three or four guys to maybe come back. But still, 13 guys off your two deep on the defensive side of the ball. And if Arnold can't go, look, eventually you do run out of players.
Well, they're going to get the Rams-Vikings winner unless the Commanders or Packers win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that they get If the Commanders and Packers both win, the Lions will get the Packers, which is interesting. If the Packers lose to the Eagles and the Commanders win, Washington goes to Detroit. So I actually think the Lions, if you're a Lions fan, you're rooting for an upset in either the Commanders or the Packers.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to play the Vikings or Rams winner if I'm Detroit.
I would not. If you gave me the choice, I would rather play one of those other teams. I think Philly obviously is the other one that scares you a little bit. But
well,
I do
you're
think
not going to get them until the conference championship.
But you're right, because Minnesota, you're not going to do that to Minnesota two times in a row. That game will be closer, and the Rams can beat you. The Rams' best is as good as anyone in the NFCs. So I'm with you. I think you're looking for an upset.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, over to Tampa, where Mike Evans had the chance to make some history over the weekend. This came down to the wire. Here's what it sounded like.
Mayfield throwing. Straight 1,000-yard seasons. He ties Jerry Rice's record. Now with 11, the second most 1,000-yard seasons of all time. And he does it as division champs, and his Bucks are going to the playoffs.
So, yeah, 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards. Could go a couple ways with this one. One, we could ask buy or sell Mike Evans, the most underrated receiver of his time.
Yes.
Or we could buy or sell chasing milestones in garbage time with under 30 seconds left. Kind of lame.
First off, it was $3 million. He got $3 million. And I love that his coach afterwards says, yeah, he should give me $1 million. Because he's the one
yeah.
that gave it the okay.
Didn't kneel it, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, no, dude, go out there and get it. So, no, that's not chasing. That's not garbage. That's freaking awesome. And yes, I've been saying this for years. Mike Evans is the most underappreciated player of his generation. And we get this.
Any position?
Certainly a receiver, and you could make the argument he is the most underappreciated at any position. And I don't know why. There's just sometimes guys fly under the radar. I think Andre Johnson was this way down in Houston for a number
Good
of years. That are just truly, truly great. And Mike Evans has been with one team the whole time. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And yet when he goes into the Hall of Fame, everyone's going to collectively kind of be like, oh, yeah. Andre Reed in Buffalo was this way. I mean, just some phenomenal guys. And I think it's just because he was never Tyreek Hill, right? He was never Calvin Johnson. And the other one, too, and this is another reason why I love Mike Evans, he's not a jackass. You never heard about him? He didn't bitch. He didn't moan.
He goes to work.
He was never doing a dumb rap album.
Like
he,
you, Buck.
He
just goes to work.
He just showed up and went to work. And I love Mike Evans, and I love that they got him another 1,000-yard season, tying Jerry Rice, and $3 million. I remember when they were talking about not bringing him back because maybe he was washed, and they brought him back. Dude, that dude's not washed.
What are we buying or selling?
Well, it was two-pronged, but you can buy or sell that he's the most underrated receiver of his time. You could also buy or sell whether chasing that record or that milestone in garbage time is lame.
Oh, the latter is an easy one. I do not think that's lame. I think coaches all around the league helped their players get to incentives. I don't know if you saw what Sean McDermott did for his punter.
No, I didn't see that. No.
His punter only, I mean, it's 100 grand.
Yeah.
But he had, I think he had 100 grand riding on 25 punts inside the 20-yard line or something. And he was on 24. And McDermott punted from the opponent's 35-yard line to allow him to get that. And he got it.
It's awesome.
So I think coaches are always going to let players do that. And they should. I mean, come on, man. You can't deny a guy a chance at $3 million. And I think even the other team knows.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I get it. Yeah. You know, you should go for your incentive. Because I can't think of another one. I mean, I think he's pretty appreciated. But at the same time, he's maybe better than the appreciation.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
He is a true first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's not what you think of when you say best receivers of this era. His name does not come up, and it should be in the conversation.
So that's it.
Well, I have one more, but we're now chewing into In the News. So
here, give it to us quick. Let's go.
All right, real quick. This was Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill after the game.
This is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here or if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door. I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for my career and what's best, because I'm too much of a competitor to be just.
Does that mean you're out there? Mean you thinking about leaving
here? If it is.
Yes, that's what he said.
He's such a horrid human being.
Buy or sell that Tyreek Hill will be playing for a contender again in his career?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll go somewhere. Miami's going to run it back with the same staff. But, dude, Tyreek Hill, go away. By the way, you left the best situation in the NFL because you wanted more money, right? And they won two Super Bowls.
And then you got more money in a worse situation, and now you're bitching about the situation.
I'd like to point out they won two Super Bowls without your dumb ass. I would also like to point out that you're a wife beater. I would also like to point out, allegedly, you may have broken your kid's arm. You're a piece of crap.
I would also fathered half a dozen kids this year.
Didn't he say he wanted to be a porn star?
Yeah, he wanted to be a porn star. I believe he had more kids than he had touchdowns this year.
He had five children this year.
I'd also like to point out
really?
That,
yes.
Yeah, five. God. I'd also like to point out that he skipped practice this week, which, by the way, this was a game that if they won, they potentially could be in. He skipped practice.
He said he's like in a competitor. Okay.
He skipped practice because of illness. And then that same day when he was ill and didn't show up to the facility, he was on TikTok and selling his clothing brand. So he was sick, couldn't go to practice at the biggest game for the Dolphins all year, but he could sell his clothes on TikTok. Dude, I'm so tired of receivers like this. You're no longer the best player at your position, and just go somewhere. And we see this happen. We see this happen all the time with receivers like this. That eventually the skill becomes not worth the pain in the ass. And I love that the Chiefs moved on from him and they won two Super Bowls.
Well, the reason I asked the question about the contender is because it feels like he's going to want more money than a team's going to be willing to pay him to fit into what they have there. So, I wonder who that's going to be or where that's going to come from.
Someone will take a chance on him.
I could see him going to the Cowboys just because they're.
Yeah.
They're very Cowboys-y.
Yeah.
And somebody did mention the Cooper Rush thing.
Yeah, they screwed Cooper Rush.
They totally did, but that wasn't the coach. The coach wouldn't do that to a player, I don't think. That was Jerry Jones. Yes. Jerry did
Jerry
that.
Jerry or Steven, maybe.
Cooper Rush needed, $300,000, something like that, and it was a percentage of snaps, and he would have got it And for some reason, they wanted to look at Trey Lance the last game of the year.
Yeah, he was, if he got 55% or more, he was going to get a huge bonus. And he was already at 52, and he would have eclipsed 55% during this game. And they're like, nah, we need to see what Lance can do for us.
You think Jerry just gives him a bag under the table?
No.
He's like, I don't want that on the books. Here you go.
I certainly hope you get caught doing that. You're in a world of trouble.
All right. Well, so yes, I believe Tyreek will be playing on a contender. So I buy that. Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. I hate it when my cow goes missing. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.